one injured in shooting at Des Moines Park. Arrests made in kidnapping beating of Des Moines man. Police rescue suspect from Des Moines River. These are just a few of the headlines tied to a search of Prospect Park. Interspersed between these headlines are news of the Becky Zalek disc golf course and the city of Des Moines' hope that the course can curtail the aforementioned headlines. Can a disc golf course redeem a park from its criminal past? And can we play the back nine without chucking a disc in the Des Moines River? Find out today on Frisky Discs.
Welcome to Frisky Discs. I am your host, Kelly. Today I will be throwing the exact same discs I do every week. The Innova Archangel and the Innova, oh my god, the Rhino.
This is Tim. This week I'll actually be throwing the Archangel from Innova. Usual putter, the Aver, Innova.
Hey, this is Fancy. I'll be using my same disc as always, my driver, the Daedalus, and my putter, the Double Hawk.
This is Bethany, and I threw the Destroyer for my driver and Soft Magnet for my putter.
I almost brought my Glock today.
Your what?
My Glock. My Glock 9. Bang, bang, lady.
Oh.
187. I don't own a Glock.
Yeah, he's not allowed to.
I could have brought a shotgun, but I would have had to saw it off first, and that's illegal. If it can't fit in that bag, it's not coming.
Your umbrella just barely.
Oh, no, it did actually just barely fit.
Yeah, just the duck head. Thank you.
Well, no, it'll fit in there, but you got to stuff it in. I left the duck head out just like, well, if I need to grab it,
most
I can grab
access.
It quick.
Yeah.
Because I imagine today we'll get in a fight, and I'm going to penguin style it.
Today's going to be the day. I will run.
Not
that'll
me.
Be my tactic.
Bang!
That could actually pretty hurt, especially if someone has like a big pokey thing at the top.
This one does not.
Not so much.
Okay, well.
We'll just reverse it and peck them to death
yes.
with the duck head.
I was going to say, we could like rig some sticks on there. You have that duct tape still.
That's true.
It's my kitty cat like stabby thing.
Aww.
It's in my apartment.
Oh, that's too bad. We need that.
I know, I don't have it on
You're
me.
You're the so only one with a weapon.
Jason's parents gave me a like alarm thing. You pull string and it makes a really loud noise. And they told me that I need to carry it everywhere I go, but it's just hanging in our apartment.
What's the point of that instead of just buying
just
some mace?
Gum? I have mace too, but I don't carry that with me because I don't know. I would not think of to use it in that moment.
Right,
I wouldn't
yeah.
be like, oh, let me get it in my purse. Let
yeah,
me get
exactly.
through it.
It has
and
to
like,
be pretty handy.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust like putting it on my key ring. I would probably accidentally spray someone.
Right.
Just like with that thing, you just like pull the string and it goes off. I would accidentally pull that all the time.
Well, with the spray, they have like a lot of like safety measures.
They
like
do.
You have to like.
You have to like. But that's again like.
Click
there's so many safety
and do
things
the Macarena.
That by the time you did that, someone's going to attack
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're done anyway.
Yeah.
Aha, thanks for the free spray, lady.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure with that cat stabby thing, if someone like approaches me, I'm like, take these keys. This is where I live. This is my wallet
yep.
too. Oh, you didn't want them? Well, too bad. You take that.
I still think I would just run. I wouldn't even try. Just run.
I mean, that's what they tell you to do.
Unless if it's another little small woman, maybe I can take her on. But right. other than that, I'm probably going to lose. So.
I mean, you seem like you'd be pretty fast. So running's probably your best option. I mean, I feel like in an attack situation of the three of us, you're out ahead of me and Kelly real quick. Kelly.
Until I trip.
I'm afraid you're
fucked.
I'm fucked. Don't worry.
I
was thinking it. I have so much. I was telling Tim at the gas station, I have so much PBR just like stocked in my fridge because I never finish the six pack I drink here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have just like infinite four that. Packs of PBR.
Yeah. Slightly skunky PBR.
No, I always finish my six packs at least by the time I get home.
I used to really
or
slow
at
down my
home.
Drinking.
You know that.
In the past, I used to bring a 12 pack.
Yeah, no.
Even if the cans are small.
All of us used to
lot.
Bring 12 packs, yeah.
Probably why we had so many genius ideas.
Look at us.
Like this podcast.
Yeah.
Look at us getting our alcoholism in control. There, it's a system, man.
I unbuckled
hand,
it completely.
Like, these you have a card. Does your one strap go? Like,
yep.
So when I babysat my nephew on Wednesday, I had his car seat in there, and my brother-in-law was trying to help it get out, and I'm like, come on, just take it out. Like, and he's like, no, it's hot. I'm like, just do it. I reach up there, that metal piece.
Yeah.
Oh my god, because I'm like, oh well, let me go on the other side, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was like,
I can
your
see
hands
it.
Off. Like they need right. a warning. On there, like do something else with that. But my car was out in the sun and just like, and so he like got a towel and was trying, and still we couldn't get it.
Right.
It's
yeah.
like such a small space in a car.
Well,
to get it
plus
out.
If you're doing it right, it should be hard to get out
yeah.
because it's not supposed to move or
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. So it was put in right, but I'm just like, that's hot. That's really dangerous.
So far in Kelly and I's Archangel duel, I believe I'm winning.
See, it's really hard to say it correctly.
Archangel.
Archangel.
Yours is shinier.
Actually,
that's why
it's
flying
Archangel.
Further.
It's not Archangel.
If I really want to kill Tim and leave him on this trail, I will.
Yeah, your murder balls aren't going to stop her. And you probably won't catch her either, so there's that.
Except this confession that I'm now recording.
Yeah, but I'll be dead and won't be able to do anything with it.
Unless you kill
True,
both of
I'm
us.
Not great at editing.
I mean, all you have to do is fucking wipe the whole phone.
Yeah.
Hey, let's call in a phone forensics guy so we can solve this one murder in Des Moines. I don't think the Des Moines police are going to do this.
What Unless do you mean every me. Murder is CSI level?
You're just like, man, that's a terrible story.
You mean everything in CIS is not true?
If you murdered me out here disc golfing, though, maybe one day they'll make a disc golf course in my name.
That would be pretty cool.
To try and revive some crappy part of the city.
I hope yours is not as hilly as this one.
We went to Kiki's Delivery Service, which is a Ghibli movie, on Tuesday. And there
Thanks.
Was this...
Could you explain what the fuck a Ghibli movie is?
Ghibli is a Japanese animator, producer...
Oh, gotcha.
Did like Totoro, Brave
Those
of the
motherfuckers,
Fireflies.
Really? This is the Despicable Me toy I got, sorry.
That's fine.
That's not a menu. Hey,
I wanted a menu, you
Nobody
bastards.
Works there even knows the menu, let alone like what the toys are.
Right.
But as I continue my story, there was these people there who were like in their at least 60s.
Oh, geez.
And one of them had like a Ghibli shirt on, so like one of the other movies. And it made me so happy, except when we walked out because I went with... my boyfriend, one of his friends, and me. And I'm like, oh my god, we're that group of people. Because right. It was like the exact... one female, two males. One had a beard, one didn't.
You saw what you'd look like in old age?
Yeah, I'm gonna look great. I plan on just giving wine to minors when I'm in my 60s.
Alright, but make sure they're not like...
yeah, you know what.
Little 40-pound kid who was swinging on a branch.
All right, so we finished out the back nine at Becky Zalek. Who wants to start with their thoughts on the back nine?
It was a little bit unexpected. It looks like it just follows the road, and it's going to be flat the whole way. But it does go up into the hillside a little bit. There's some stairs cut into the hillside, which is kind of fun. But again, it did rain. It rained again today, so yeah. It's still a little slippery. But it was a lot easier to navigate, much less risk of losing your disc. So that's good for us as, you know, beginners.
I'd agree with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
About the same. Less glass, I noticed, which is kind of surprising because we were closer to the road that time.
Yeah, no.
The whole tail all the way through.
A little less trash in general.
But there was a lot of tall grass, like at least 6 inches, even if it was like pushed down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand not cutting into the hill. That makes sense. But there were spots that definitely could be maintained better.
Mm-hmm. The last hole was pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Whereas you have the option of not throwing across the river.
Yep.
But Tim, of course, did not choose that option.
I took a chance. I lost a disc, but it was a disc I found at Crevaro over the weekend, so I'm not losing any sleep, but...
you'd have to be pretty good to make it across.
I mean, I only probably needed another maybe 6 inches, mm-hmm. but...
the rest of us, we had no choice. It was not going to happen.
I was going to risk it, and then I did my first, like, two throws before the cavern, and then I got there, and I'm like, no, thank you, and then I just walked around. If you're not good at throwing distance-wise or straight, if your curve's to the right a bit, you definitely don't want to do that tee, mm-hmm. the first tee.
And it's in general kind of a long hole, something like 643
yeah.
feet maybe. Yeah, which is, you know, a little long for most courses around here at least. You know, I like the back nine. I mean,
liked it a lot better than the first thing. It's
closer to the bathrooms. Yeah. I didn't go in. What was?
Yeah, you do cross at the 15th hole to the 16th. You'll pass a bathroom. And I think last time we complained about the bathrooms, but if you're playing back nine, it, you know, it's within range. It was a park bathroom. It smelled like a elephant stall at a zoo, but, you know, it did the job.
Mm-hmm. Only one stall and the girls had a door. Otherwise, you're peeing in front of everyone.
I thought that was a bonus, but... no, actually, I did really like the back nine. I mean, before we went, amongst... at least my opinion was, you know what? Let's just knock this back nine out of the way so we can get it done.
Never come back.
And, yeah, and, you know, maybe not come back till next year at earliest.
Don't but do I could, it in the rain.
Yeah, I mean, rain always makes any disc golf course mm-hmm. worse.
I'd do the back nine again. I don't think I'd That's do the front nine as often again.
Yeah, but I could see doing the back nine.
Maybe
again.
Once we're good, we can do the front nine.
Yeah, that front nine's more of a challenge, I think.
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of stories about crime happening out there. We just didn't see anything. There wasn't a point where I felt unsafe, but also we were in a group. However, we did find a, looked like a really old school children's shoe, as well as the wagon up there, which is just kind of a little bit creepy.
Yeah, we never came across the body, but it's out there if you guys want to go look for it.
It was strange.
Some poor disc golfer is going to actually find a body.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
Like, not a body or, like, evidence of a crime, even.
Well, that's a story they'll have to tell for the rest of their lives, at least.
Yeah.
The crime thing...
I wouldn't go alone.
Like I said at the intro, there's a lot of crime-related articles related to this park. But we, 2 times on a 3-week span, because we took off last week, other than the prostitution we saw, which I'm not so sure should be a crime in America, but, you know, we can discuss that at some other time. We didn't run into anything.
I think if you're in a group, you're pretty safe.
Yeah.
I don't know about cars getting broken into. Ours obviously didn't either time, but that could possibly be a problem.
But I mean, in general, you should probably stick to being in parks in the daylight anyways, especially since technically most of them are done at sunset, period. I don't know. I'm going to give the back nine 3. You know, 3 stars overall. So that would bring the course to a 2 for me overall. And I think that's a fair score as far as my skill level.
I would also give it a 3. I agree completely. That would bring me up to, like, I think a 2.5 because I gave it a little bit higher for the front 9. The back 9 was a surprisingly good experience.
I don't really recall what I gave the front 9. I mean, I think at this point I would say 2.5 for the park overall, but I think it has potential. You know, if there's more traffic, if, you know, I think if they're maintaining it a little bit more, which is brand new. So I think,
I think
it could improve. There's less people around, I mean, criminal activity around. I think it could come up, but right now I'd say it's probably a 2.
Again, I want to go back to, is there actual criminal activity, or is it more they need to just stamp down the amount of alleged criminal activity?
Because
again, we didn't run any problems. Like, the front 9, you will not really run into anybody but disc golfers. Whereas,
I don't think I would go alone.
Right. But today on the back 9, we went through a more general area where there was usage going on. And other than the guy that got in our way on hole 16.
And he told us to throw on the other side of the tree. But we're not great at throwing.
Yeah.
So that didn't work.
I mean, you are close to the road at all times. And there's a lot of traffic on that road. So it doesn't seem like where you would pick to do a crime. Because it's, you know, very public. But I don't know.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's that much crime actually going on that would affect individuals. I mean, I assume that many people, there's some drug dealing, things like that going on, but...
Stay away from it. It doesn't bother you.
It's not a crime that affects you personally, so, you know...
I think it has potential.
Yeah, it definitely has potential. It does need better maintenance.
More signs.
Yeah, it's a little difficult to navigate.
You know, other than approaching the 13th and not knowing where that basket was... I actually think the back 9 was easier to navigate.
Yeah, no, I agree. The front 9 was...
Figuring out where 16 would have probably been hard, but someone had put up a homemade sign, which is probably going to be one of the pictures used in this episode on the YouTube page. I mean, it pointed you straight where you need to go for the next hole. So I don't think it was that bad to navigate. Bethany, what are your thoughts?
I thought the back 9, I agree with everyone, was way better than the first 9. Again, I probably would not recommend it when it's raining because it is slippery.
Yeah, there is another hill out there on the back 9 that could be...
Yeah, it could be treacherous.
Hole 15. There's a hill there that it could be a bit treacherous if it's pretty wet out. What was your score, Bethany?
I would give it a 3.
A 3. All right, solid score.
I'm sure people have gold toilets. They're like, I'm rich, I do what I want, and then they make stupid decisions.
Our president has a gold toilet. He makes stupid decisions all the goddamn time.
Buying a gold toilet.
They should never allow him. Like, why have they not closed on his Twitter?
Because,
sir, I know you're president, but, like, we need this to stop.
Because the people around him are idiots, too.
No statements are coming from anywhere unless it's been approved by, like, 15 people.
Yeah, exactly. But they're bad at their jobs also. Well, it's not like they've been able to accomplish anything.
It's shocking.
My birth control is all free, and that's all that
Yeah, they did kind of shit on transgender people today.
Yeah.
Where was
they? Dumbasses.
Was he in Russia? That doesn't sound right. Somewhere, and he, like, he met the wife.
She's talking about...
The one who's, like...
The French president's wife, like, we're in good shape.
Sexy,
cause that's
like something
okay,
along
yeah.
those lines.
Oh my God.
And it was like, I'm just so embarrassed.
So if you voted for Trump, we'd rather you not listen to our podcast.
Sorry about that.
So there's your notice to go.
I'm not saying Hillary was perfect, but